This is 307 Net Info, connecting community.
Here in District 4, I'm sure most of you are familiar with at least my voice. we're here to talk about the second year of this Buffalo Main Street project, and we are going to get up and going Monday morning. I think Deb's going to start setting out traffic tomorrow and then put it in place Monday morning. So we'll go over a little bit of just the basic scope and schedule, and then a little bit go over what to expect downtown and, during this phase of this summer's project. So I'll do a quick few introductions. I think everyone pretty much knows who all the players are by now, but in case there's some new faces here, I see a few. But again, I'm Laura, I'm Public Relations, so I'm going to be sharing all the information with you about what's going on. We have our district engineer, Scott Taylor, with us. Our district traffic engineer, Michelle Edwards, is here. And then our district construction engineer, Isaac Finkel. Everyone knows Isaac. And then my resident engineer is Stephen Charles, and my lady about town. She oversees the project. She's great. She's new to us. Good year now in with us, and smart, newlywed with us, so. It's just been great to have on board. And then I've got Andy, who is our maintenance foreman here in Buffalo, and some city folks. Raise your hand, city. Oh, there you go. So, yeah. Did I miss anybody? Oh, Bryson and Bill. They're our reps from Kroll. Bill's our the man on the ground for Kroll. Nate's not with us tonight, but we'll be showing up in the near future. So, with that, those are some introductions for you. On the wall, and you guys should have gotten a handout too, this is going to be the scope of the project for this year. So, picking up where we left off last December, I think, is when we kind of buttoned it up for a few months, and now we're going to be picking up again on Monday. And that means that on Monday we're going to be setting this traffic from basically Crazy Woman Square to the Main Street Diner is going to be our project area right now. As you can tell on that handout, the east side of Main Street is going to be closed, and then we're going to push all of that traffic to the west side with head-to-head traffic going on that side of the street. Lots of orange is going to be up, barrels, cones, some merging. We're going to have some flagging operations as well, just to kind of keep traffic going and get it to run smoothly as we get going. So expect that to happen bright and early Monday morning, and then our crews will start getting in there and breaking out some concrete and getting going on that. So. There will access to all the sidewalks will be available at all times, with the exception of when we do have some isolated sidewalk work that with the pop out of section of it to make repairs or whatever is necessary there. There'll be some isolated closure there, but there will be some kind of a detour of sorts for pedestrian traffic to work around that little spot where we have some concrete out on the sidewalk. It shouldn't be too much, just some isolated areas on that. And then in that work zone, there will also be no parking in that work zone on either side of the road. And then, so parking downtown will be pretty minimal. So you'll have to be utilizing some side street and then Prozinski Park area over there on that side. And I think all the locals know where all the little honey holes are for parking in Buffalo, so. That's nice.
Cemetery Creek?
Sorry?
Cemetery Creek Culvert?
Yes, Cemetery Creek Culvert will start up. Well, as soon as school's out. One of the conditions was the school had to be out of session, so that we're going to do that between end of school and beginning of school is when we're going to be doing that. So we'll talk more about that when that time gets closer and keep you in the loop on that one. So. Again, there'll be no parking downtown in the work zone. We're going to be working Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Hopefully the weather will cooperate, right, Belle? And we can get going and knock this project out. The tentative schedule, if all things come into play and the universe is in our favor, we hope to be out of the downtown area by Memorial Day weekend so that we can accommodate tour season and support the local economy downtown without having any construction limitations there. So we will still be in the Fort to Hart section of Main Street, but that's less business impact than the downtown. So again, as we move through the project and start adding more blocks and more scope, we'll definitely be getting the word out and keeping you informed. Facebook, Instagram, I think a lot of you follow us already. I post on there weekly updates or any changes in schedule or notifications that I need to get out to public. And I know many of you get my emails that I send out weekly as well. So if you're not on that email distribution list, make sure that your email is on that sign-in sheet, and I'll add that to you. It's a great resource. I've been told that people really appreciate that notification and updates. And it kind of helps us eliminate public meetings, too. So we will kind of gauge whether we have weekly public meetings in the near future, and we'll kind of see how that plays out, and whether we just continue with maybe having a public meeting when we have a big significant change in the scope or new closures or whatever it may be. So we'll kind of play it out along as it kind of evolves. And then, of course, listen to shared media weekly updates as we change information out. There'll be radio spots on there, and then also with the Buffalo Bulletin. Weekly updates will be posted there as well. And our good friend, Miss Kate Harness, Enter 307, NetInfo.
Thank you.
plug. She's been a great partner with us in sharing all of our information out, so follow her as well. So I think that's all I have. I'll let Stefan take over for a Q&A session, unless anyone else has questions for me. I like that. Stefan, they're all yours.
Great. You guys have any questions about sort of what the work is going to entail or more specific details, I'm happy to try to answer those for you as best I can. I don't have any questions for
What kind of traffic are we going to be seeing? Is it going to be like alternating?
So it depends on the work that's going on and the time of day. The biggest impacts on traffic when we get started here are going to be in this phase four area. Like Laura explained, we're going to close the east side of the road. Initially, we're going to be able to keep, while we're doing some of that work, two-way, what we call head-to-head. Both lanes are going to be open. Both directions of travel are going to be open. As we proceed with the work, during the day, we are going to expand that east side a little bit, and that will reduce down to one-way alternating at some times. We're going to minimize that and do as little of that as possible because of the impacts that we know that it has. But I would expect that you're going to see some one-way alternating traffic in that downtown area for some portion of the work. There's a significant amount of utility work that's going to be going on down there that the city is doing under our job. And that's primarily what that sort of phasing is for. And then as far as pedestrian traffic, you're going to see the biggest impacts to pedestrian traffic when we're working on the ADA ramps, primarily in the Main and Fetterman area, sort of right there at Clear Creek Bridge. There's several ramps there. We have to close those and demolish them to rebuild them appropriately. And so you may have to take some walking detours around to different crosswalks in that downtown area to get across. please don't walk through the construction zone to detour. We saw a little bit of that last year. I know it's sometimes more convenient to cut through, but it could not be safe. There could be hazards there you don't see. So, and then after we get out of that, there's going to be some more utility work and road work north of Fort Street. And so that's going to be very similar where the road, if we can maintain two-way traffic, we will. If we can't, then during our working hours of 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., you will see that reduced down to one lane, and you'll have one-way flagged traffic alternating.
Is there any plans to change the stoplight there at the intersection of Fort and Main?
At Fort and Main. So that's an excellent question. So that was originally considered under the scope of this project, and we removed it from this project and gave it its own project. So that is in development right now, some modifications to the traffic signal there at Fort and Main Street. It's got its own project number. It's being worked on, and probably, I don't know, maybe you can answer that, Michelle. Is there going to be public comment on that at any point?
Okay.
So there's plans in development for that.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
So what about at one time we were talking cement sidewalks in front of some of our businesses that are very uneven? Is there any plan to do that on the main street?
Yes. So as part of each of these phases, we talk about the road a lot, but yes, as part of each of these phases, there will be some sidewalk replacements in the areas where we're removing the sidewalk to install utilities, or if we are removing it because it's non-compliant with ADA. So areas where there's significant heaves or vertical differences in joints, anywhere the concrete is significantly damaged. We did limit the scope of that to areas where we were non-compliant just because of the cost and having to keep the overall size of the project. We're not going to replace everything through there on the YDOT job. Yes, there will be. And most of it, I believe, has actually been marked out in the field now. So you probably start seeing paint marks show up out there in white or orange or some different colors. And that can give you a good feel for where we're actually going to be doing work. And if you've got further questions about that, you know, that would sort of be specific case by case. I can tell you when we originally set those up was a couple of years ago, and so there could be some items in the field that now are in worse condition than they were, and our staff in the field will look at that as we go through the project and determine do we need to replace sidewalk here or not.
So to tack on to that question, what as an owner on Main Street, what's the expectation for, or what should I anticipate as far as communication? Because I have water lines, sewer lines, across the sidewalk, heaved sidewalk, 125-year-old utilities that go into the street.
Oh, man.
What's the expectation, or what is your recommendation as far as how should I expect to be able to communicate with the crews? I'm not an inspector. I don't want to do that, but I expect there will be things that come up.
Yep.
Is there an execution plan as far as how that's communicated with the expected shareholders, you know, the stakeholders that have to be involved in it?
Yeah, that's a great question. So there's a lot of different parts on this project, and there's a lot of different parties. And so
I noticed there's nobody from the city here, right?
There's several from the city here.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not being a jerk about it.
No, that's okay.
I just want to know what to expect.
Yes, and so depending on what you're talking about, we can talk through that. I will tell you, you can always reach out to me, and I can put you in contact with the right person, depending on what you're trying to get a hold of someone for. As far as communication, specifically on the roadway work and the sidewalk work that could impact your business, our contractors handing out flyers for when they're going to be doing that work, if there's going to be an impact to your business. If your water's going to get shut off, there's a requirement that you've got to be notified a certain amount of time in advance. So that hopefully won't catch you unaware. And then if you have some utility work that's being done, YDOT doesn't actually own that, but we work very closely with the city, and the contractor doing this project is performing that work also. And so while I can't answer specific questions about, are we doing your service or you've got this issue, we can certainly put you in contact with the right people at the city. I believe on one of those flyers, Terry Assay's number was added on there, and he's sort of the city's point of contact for if you've got questions about your water or sewer utilities. Is your building getting new water or sewer utilities? If so, why or why not? And then outside of the YDOT right-of-way, so the city's work is basically going to the right-of-way line.
Which is the curb?
It depends on where you're at, and so it changes a little bit through there. In most places, it's actually the front face of the building. In some places, that changes. But their utility work is my understanding, and Brent, you could probably correct me there if I'm right or wrong, you're going to the right-of-way line.
It's the goal is to get down from under the new street.
Yeah. Yes.
So if there's an existing curb stop there, that's will be tied on at that.
Yes.
And that I guess that's my question. How, and I appreciate exactly what you said, like the communication matrix of how, I'm not concerned about who's paying for what and who's doing what.
Okay.
But the communication of how that gets distributed to those of us that I have projects planned as well as you guys obviously do. And it impacts what I do to try to do it so that it's not, or so it's less impactful to the project too. And I've quite frankly not had anybody contact me at this point.
Okay.
And so I'm curious what that, like I said, communication matrix looks like and how we're gonna distribute those messages in a timely fashion. And it doesn't mean 7 o'clock in the morning, hey, we're gonna come tear up your sidewalk. Well, that's too late. No.
Sure. Yeah, so our contractor's got to provide notice on if we're going to be impacting a business, if we're going to be right there working in front of your building, and because we're tearing out a panel of sidewalk there, you're not going to be able to get in your front door. They've got to notify you of that. And so if we'll be working in the field to plan out with them, hey, what is the next week going to look like? We have weekly progress meetings to talk through those things. And so what does your next week look like? Who do you need to notify of this work? And then making sure those notifications get distributed. And like I said, you can always call me. And most of the guys out there are pretty friendly. Feel free if you see somebody, you know, hey, it looks like you're coming this way. They may not have a lot of time to stop and talk to you, but more than happy to try and answer any questions that you have at that
they
point.
They love having someone look over their shoulder while they're trying.
Yeah. So. Does that answer your question?
I mean, to some extent. I mean, it's a leap of faith to understand the communication, and I do this for a living. We're talking next week, like we're kicking off on phase four next week, right?
Yes. So the plan is to start setting up traffic control, and then they will start some demolition work going next week. Yes.
So 3 days notification right now.
Well, that's not going to be right in front of your business, I don't think.
Okay.
So.
That's what I needed to know.
Yeah.
Can we talk about whose storefronts are going to be impacted this week?
Yeah, we can tell you exactly what's where we're going to be starting it next week.
The east side.
Yeah.
So
that's what we were talking about on the east side of phase four here. We're going to start with our FDR process, which that is the process that's chewing up the road. You see that big machine going down? He's chewing up, spitting out loose stuff behind it. That's what's going to be starting. And that's going to start probably next to the curb and gutter and work its way out a little bit. No, I got that wrong, Bill?
Utilities.
Okay. Oh, utilities.
Instead of reclaiming to begin with.
Okay, so
we're going to soft cut.
Okay.
Water and sewer utilities.
So I said that wrong, sorry. So what they're actually going to start doing here is they're going to be hitting the isolated utility locations, saw cutting that asphalt out, excavating down to the utilities, and then replacing those utilities. Most of that's probably not going to have an impact on you that you're going to notice. But before they get out there, and Bill, did you guys hand flyers out already for that?
I handed flyers out downtown yesterday.
Okay, so Bill handed out flyers downtown for people who are going to be affected imminently by what's starting next week yesterday. So, and hopefully that'll happen. I don't know where specifically where you're located at.
Further south.
Okay.
Across from the post office.
Okay.
Our work is done down.
Yeah, I don't know specifically what building you're talking about, but you may not even be affected at that point. So.
Not for this first part, no.
Okay. So, okay, and somebody else had a question back here.
Yeah. So there's no parking on Main Street on either side, right?
No, that's not correct. So
You won't be able to park in the construction zone.
Only
where we're actively working at. That's going to be coned off. And then where we have shifted traffic over, there probably will not be room to park on that. So on this southbound lane here, you're probably not going to have room to park on that side.
Right.
That little pullout area in front of the Occidental,
right.
We're not planning on closing that. So if there's parking spaces available in there, that'll be
right
available.
From City Hall and the Occidental, still going to be able to park
in that pullout area. In the road where we have two-way head-to-head traffic or one-way flag, there's not going to be parking available there. And then when you get off the project, off the active construction limits, then it'll widen back out, and then that'll go back to the regular way it is in downtown, so they'll be parking on either side of that.
Yeah, I know you guys have been trying to finish before Memorial Day, but a lot of tourists come in April and May before you that even gets here, 60 days worth. So where is going to be available parking? Are the banks going to let us use there on either end, or, you know? I know you talk about going back to the ball fields and park back there and walk out, but...
Yep. I can't tell you what the bank's going to do, if they're going to...
Have they been asked?
We've talked to them about it when we were working in front of their area, and I can tell you that that's really up to them. They're aware that lots of people from the public that don't patronize their bank go and park there. I don't know that they've thrown anyone out. I have not reached out to them and asked them, hey, can we set up a sign that says public parking in your lot? So.
And nor would we. No. We would ask the city to do that.
And that strip in front of the Occidental and City Hall, that is part of the project. Will that be repaved as part of this project?
It is in the project limits. It is not set up in the project to be reworked.
Okay. And then another question I had was, I guess, once you start construction and set up cones and stuff, then you're the contract responsible for maintaining the temporary surface.
Yes.
But if we get a big snowstorm, which we're likely to get, then is the contractor going to be there to get the snow moved early morning? I know our city crew is out to have it ready before 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Are they going to be there early morning hours?
So the contractor is responsible for snow removal in the project limits. That's part of our contract with them. And we, in our last meeting, discussed their snow removal plan and what that looks like. And making sure that they understand that there are some challenges in that downtown area that the city and YDOT deal with removing snow through there, so that they're aware of that, and they've come up with a plan to address that. So, yes, they will be responsible for removing snow, and if you have complaints about that, the number is on the flyers there. Give me a call.
Downtown, you mentioned about closing the east side first, maybe jump east to west and work south.
So the plan is to start on the southeast side, probably around Angus, and work north towards 4th Street. And then once the work on that east side is completed, they'll flop over, and then they'll work on from 4th Street coming south on the west side of the road. And that will be going to that'll be going to a dirt surface before they pave. And then once all of that is complete, that's when the paving will start in that area. So I would expect you're going to be on some unimproved surfaces, some cut FDR material, some blended base type material before we get the pavement on it.
It'll be real similar to what they did on North Main.
Yes. Yeah, it's the exact same process for working the material, cutting it, and then paving it. Yes, sir.
Memorial Day will start from 4th Street to Hart Street then?
That work is probably going to start before Memorial Day. The Memorial Day goal there is set up in the contract to incentivize us being done in phase four specifically on or around Memorial Day. Hopefully we're going to be done before Memorial Day rolls in that phase four area specifically. There'll be work going on in phase five throughout most of the summer. And then in some of these, like 1C, some of those other areas intermittently throughout the summer. So that Memorial Day goal is specifically for phase four.
As that project goes along and we see where we're at, we'll be updating like what
what that schedule looks like too, so give you a better idea of what that potential timeline looks like towards the end of that phase.
So, my whole world, if everything works out well, from Crazy Woman up to 4th Street will be paved and lined.
Will be the a driving surface will be on it. Not all of the work will be completed. There's going to be some work that we're going to have to come back at the end of the job and do, but the major items will be completed. The road will be open to traffic. The sidewalk work will be done. We won't be doing any major work items in there. There may be a couple of things hang out, and at the end of the job, they're going to come back and put a wearing course on the whole surface. So that will happen. The deadline for that is in October. And so the goal here is have the majority of the work done before Memorial Day, before the summer we start getting busy here, and then later on in the year when there's less impact, come back and the minor things that can be done afterwards get finished.
And that whole phase would be from Parmalee to Fort, not just the third group to Fort. That'll all be paved.
Will it be lined and parking
the striping will come all at the end for the whole project. But it'll be tabbed so you can see where
there'll be there'll be some temporary markers up for striping and stuff.
Okay.
Traffic control should be set up pretty clearly, like don't go here, can't go here, especially with, you know, like in front of Occidental and City Hall, no parking options and stuff. So just really be mindful of the parking of that. Instruction, the flaggers giving you directive of where to go and where not to go, and just take your time.
Will you have signs up for tourists where to park?
No, we do not have any plans to put up signs for directing parking. You know, and like Scott mentioned, that would something that would be handled more at a local level, not at the YDOT level.
On your phase five, there are some business parking lots there on the street. How will that be handled?
Well, if we're working right in front of those areas, there may be some temporary closures. We are going to maintain access. So if you've got a driveway apron or something like that that leads into your parking lot, and we've got to be working right out in front of that, we'll maintain access as much as possible. At some point, we do have to come through and pulverize the road, cut it, and repave it. So there are going to be some times, and you'll get a notification of that, hey, we're going to have to close it off here in order to complete the roadway work. And then when that's done, they'll get it back open and up for you so that you can get yourself and people back in and out.
So in phase five, you're gonna alternate like in phase four? One side, the other side?
So phase five is a little bit different. There's going to be a lot more work on one side of the road where the city's replacing a water line under this job. So primarily you're going to see impacts just on that side of the road. Then once that all gets done, then the same process for the road surface is going to occur as in phase four, where we're going to bring the pulverizer through, chew up 12 inches of that stuff, compact it, cut it, and then repave it. So you're going to see impacts on both sides, but the major impact on that phase five area is going to be with the utility work that is occurring.
But it'll be one side and then the other side?
Yes.
Yeah. How do you get the flyers and information out?
They're walking downtown and handing them out to people that are there or sticking them in mailboxes, is I believe what Kroll is doing. Is that right, Bill? You're knocking on doors and handing flyers or putting them in mailboxes if they're not there.
Handing out flyers?
Yes.
Yeah. I guess that goes back to my question, the expectation on that. I don't spend every day in that building. Is the sign-in list the next best way of communication?
So that's...
Is there another way that... I mean, I'm happy to do whatever it is. I just would like to make sure that...
That sign-in list gets you on Laura's email list, and so any updates that she sends out or go to your information that's on there.
Okay.
And you're always welcome to call. Yeah. You're always welcome to call and say,
if you
Okay. Yes. I'll switch you up just so, like, don't think I'm being a jerk about the expectations for projects.
No,
it's
not
the
at all.
Communication of how things go, and if that's where projects fail or succeed,
sure.
Is managing the expectations of the stakeholders that are involved in it.
Yeah. And I wish I could give you a date right now of when we're going to be out there.
Just so. As much as possible.
Yes.
Yeah, no.
Okay. We will definitely call you the morning before we're out there.
That's what I'm afraid of.
So I basically, the information I feed out to the public is based off of what we talk about in our weekly project meetings with the contractors. And so we kind of talk through what that week's going to look like, what maybe the next 2 weeks is going to look like. So I have a little bit of idea of what we need to get out ahead of and let the public know what's going on. So that's a big part of what that email is about.
If you need creative ideas for safety moments, I've got a bunch of them.
Awesome. Shoot them in. You got Laura's email? You got my email?
Does White Dot or the contractor have a itemized list or spreadsheet of contact for every business owner, or every building owner down Main Street, so you could contact them individually instead of having to just drop off flyers?
We probably have that information, but not organized like that.
That would
help. Maybe Laura does. I don't know.
I think for the most part, I have everyone's contact of some form or fashion from the downtown area. So
you could send them some type of call or text or email in addition to a flyer might help keep them in the loop. I know some people only work, some businesses are closed 1 or 2 days a week and may not be there. That would help.
Yes, sir.
What about if you know of curb or sidewalk issues that need to be, or we'd like corrected, who would we speak to?
Me. You can call me, and we'll get the locations from you. We'll come out and look at it with you. Somebody from our office will come out and look at it with you, and we'll assess it. We may already be doing it. That's one of those, we just got out and marked them. They were marked previously. A lot of stuff gets taken off with snow removal and getting driven on. And so it may be that if it's in bad condition, we are already aware of it. If we're not aware of it, we'll go take a look at it. And if it looks like we need to replace it, we'll make that decision.
Well, in places that you'd like modified, perhaps?
You'd have to call us and we'd have to look at it and talk through it with you. I could say generally we're trying to stick to what's in the plans. Unless we've got a pretty good reason out there in the field to adjust something, modifications, especially if we're talking about like an access or an approach or something like that, there's sort of a separate process that goes through. We're trying to stick to the plans as we've designed them. And so the issue we run into when we start, well, maybe we need to do this and maybe we need to do that, is where the money comes from. And so the project's allocated for a certain amount of funds, and there's a little bit of wiggle room in there for quantities that go over and quantities that go under, but as much as we would love to just go in and replace everybody's sidewalk, that's just not something we can do.
Is your name on here, Susan?
It should be, Stephen Charles.
Down on the bottom there.
Okay, good, thank you.
My business card's on the back table as well. And if you do have friends or neighbors, business neighbors, whatever, that just maybe touch in and say, ask if they are on my email list. If not, then give them my contact information so that we do have everyone on that list. I know early on I walked each of your business and got as much contact information as I can, but that was several years ago and now things changed. So
feel free to call Laura any time of day.
7 to 7. Whatever, I'm happy.
Yes, sir.
On phase 5, will the sewer line be replaced as well?
No.
No.
The primary work that's going on under the roadway in Phase 5 is a city water line. That was the easiest one. Thank you.
So I'm probably going to have a public meeting the week of the 17th in person. Again, we'll have it here. I'll reach out to everyone and let them know time, place. What day that week that we'll have start our public meetings up. If I get some kind of something update for me the end of next week or first part of the following week to kind of wait where we're at, and then we'll move forward with more
Great. Anything else? One more? Anyone?
So is it going to be September before they come to profile the pavement or what?
The profiling will occur at some point in the summer before the wearing course goes on it. I can't tell you exactly when that's going to be. I assume you're referring to the sort of some of the uneven joints running up and down the road. Yes, that will occur before the final lift goes on some point this summer. I don't believe that work has actually been scheduled quite yet. So.
Great questions. Anything else from anyone? Okay, then. Thanks again for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is 307 Net Info, connecting community.